take money.
Don't take fame. Don't need a credit card to ride this train.
Aaron, you're not singing.
What?
Something about it.
God gave rock and roll to you.
A grand design.
Some people say it's even harder to find.
I'm can't keep up.
It must be some magic clue
inside these gentle balls.
But all I see
is the tower of dreams.
Real love bursting out of every scene. Woo, days go by.
Alright.
Family.
What just happened? Got some scat going.
Family Matters.
Guys. Welcome to our Family Matters podcast.
This episode is entirely about Family Matters.
Brought to you by
We have lots of Family Matters going on.
Aaron, you did tell your Family Matters step-by-step story, right?
I think very 90s nostalgia.
90s nostalgia. Which you can find all of our backlog podcasts at...
airportroad.jinx.com.
Okay, good job.
That's J-Y-N-X-X-E-D.
Because some people don't know how to spell jinx.
Yeah. Some people don't know how to spell coupon.
Hey. But that does bring me into my We've been over this.
Rob slid into our universe that day.
I did. The universe where
Welcome.
Coupon is spelled. You all existed in the previous universe. I'm pretty sure. Well, because I know
it was
most of the people.
We all had goatees there.
In the Mirror Mirror universe.
Yeah.
In like in Star Trek Online. Got it in. What up?
Is there a Mirror universe in Star Trek Online?
There is.
Oh, you don't play it anymore, do you?
No, I don't. I don't have a computer though. Hand works. Oh, that smells really good.
What was that, Snoo?
Ready? Ready?
Yeah,
all right.
That's topic.
So my first topic of the day. Are we going to go into anything?
Yeah, well, I'm Ben.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Rob.
Hi, Lindy. Yay.
I like turtles.
Aww.
Turtle Walt. Boy's here.
I'm Philip.
I'm Elika.
So it's like a reunion of sorts.
We podcasting.
Rob, what do you have to say about the SNUS?
Okay, so I'm on day two of the SNUS challenge.
What's the SNUS challenge?
The SNUS challenge for me is I'm trying to quit smoking, so...
So you're picking up an equally bad habit.
So you're celebrating by smoking a cigarette.
I did smoke a cigarette, and it was my first cigarette of the day that I had.
We
need iCarly.
I mean, like, I go on my nicotine patch for weeks.
Yeah, but your nicotine patch doesn't cause you to have teeth cancer.
No, it has caused you
it
to
It could
have.
Probably give me skin cancer.
Yeah.
So what is it,
I mean,
like
I've
dip
got, like,
or?
Patches.
It's snus is dipless or spitless dip. It's
spitless dip.
It's I can't open it.
Snuff.
I've done snus before.
They're little pouches.
Yeah.
And you
try one.
Yeah, go try it.
Yeah,
it does burn a little bit.
Tuck it.
That's fine. Used to
put
do
it
back when I was in like middle school.
You put the snus under your top lip. That way, for some reason, it doesn't cause saliva.
Okay. No, I just put it in the bottom.
Oh, well, you're not following the directions.
It has no directions.
Oh.
It
oh
says,
God.
Place a
Those are directions.
When can...
Where People are inserting these rectally.
It says, simply place a pouch under your lip to experience a refreshing, cool frost sensation. Grin with confidence when you feel the tingle. So,
I took like five
is,
earlier.
Is this also a marital aid?
when they launched their... Camel launched their snus marketing campaign... It had, like, a bunch of directions and shit, and, like,
Didn't it come with, like, a little fold-out thing?
Yeah, yeah, and it's, like, put under your upper lip and had little diagrams on how to do it.
It was, like, a whole book. It's, like, a bigger manual than they include with video games.
Yeah. But then
they don't.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
You're lucky to get one with two pages.
Yeah.
You know, folded in half.
Which are just an advertisement for the other shit that they
Oh, by the way, if you want to actually know anything, go look it up, you know, in the game.
Yeah.
Well, this, you know, the whole, like, idea with manual is you buy a game and you can't get it immediately home to play it.
Right.
So you open it up and you look through that manual and you get excited.
Yeah,
you know?
And sometimes they have like the little previews, the backstory, or like the preview comic, and that stuff's awesome.
Or the page for notes.
Yeah.
Does anybody ever use the page for notes?
I have used the page for notes
before, but
when
hardly ever.
Yeah.
The King's Quest games.
The King's Quest games.
Sorry.
That's my making fun of Walt voice because he plays the King's Quest games.
Well,
King's Quest.
Those are fun games. They're classic adventure games.
Yes.
But how's it working?
You don't even know who Roberta Williams is.
No.
Yeah.
Should I?
Yeah, if you like care about the history of gaming, she was the first female co-founder of a gaming company.
Yep.
And she she was responsible for not only King's Quest, but she did. Didn't she do like
she did the Phantasmagoria games?
Phantasmagoria, yeah. Which was,
Yeah.
Oh, that bitch.
I know Phantasmagoria.
Yeah, with the sex and the ghosts.
Yeah.
Sex
that,
and ghosts.
That game happened.
Leave it to a woman to put sex in a video game.
Because Patrick's watching
that.
Larry.
I see what you did there.
Those games were never awesome.
Yeah, they were.
No, Loser Shoot Larry were awesome. I mean, they were just in the... well, if you get to, like,
well, like
the original
one
ones...
Three were.
Yeah. Well, 1, 2, 3, mate, 5 wasn't even really that good.
Squee!
And then, like, the one where he was, on like, in college was... kind of
that was that the GameCube one? That,
it might have come out.
They put out a Leisure Suit Larry game for GameCube.
It was for Xbox.
Like they? Oh, maybe it was Xbox.
Yeah, I had it.
When
I
they started coming
PC.
Out on consoles,
Magna,
just,
yeah.
Cum Magna Cum Loud. Yeah,
yeah.
No, I got that. I played that on the PC.
Yeah,
That's a clever
that.
Pun.
Yes,
yeah,
I
get it.
So,
how's it working for you?
I had it memorized.
Good job.
I'm on day 2, and in 2 days I've had 4 cigarettes. And the first day was really bad. You know, I just really wanted a cigarette. And today, the only reason I smoke cigarettes is because everyone here is smoking. And actually, after smoking that one,
we're enablers.
I'm just gonna get another one of these.
Okay. How much are they, and how much comes in a tin?
$3 and 15 pouches.
You can find them at most local retailers near you.
Like a Sheetz.
This podcast brought to you by Camel's News.
See, okay, this is what I wanted to talk about. That actually is a good segue. My topic is, it's spelled S-N-U-S. It's upside down, so hold on.
Yeah.
It says S-N-U-S. For me...
It says the same thing the other way.
Oh, it is. It's anagram.
Oh, shit, look at that.
Well, kind of.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's not an anagram.
It's
ambigram.
What is that when it's the same backwards and forwards?
Yeah.
That's a palindrome.
Palindrome.
When it's the same backwards and forwards.
Yeah, an anagram is... Isn't that where you take, like...
Ambigram.
When it's flipped upside down.
Anagram is, like, this. Same
thing
that way.
Yeah, because Walt has a tattoo that says True Blood.
Okay.
And when you flip it upside down, it also says True Blood.
It does not say that.
I have to do a double take.
To blaze.
To blaze.
It's
like, please don't tell me I'm a tattooed.
No, sorry.
So the question
I'm
is
not
how it's pronounced.
I'm not a 15-year-old girl. Hate to disappoint everyone. Especially Rob.
What?
You're disappointed that I'm not a 15-year-old girl.
Oh, I'm always disappointed about that.
Udo Kier was as well.
Oh, no, he wasn't.
So, it's spelled S-N-U-S.
Yes.
When I first saw it, I called it snus, because it's S-N-U, like us, U-S, snus.
And it's snuff.
And
it's not really snuff, because snuff is something you snort, yeah. That's totally different type of tobacco. Yeah. It's very finely powdered, so it's almost like powder.
I've always thought that all mouth tobacco was called snuff. I thought
it's a sheet.
No, there's like
I thought the dip was snuff.
Snuff is really uncommon. You don't really see it anymore. It was really common like during the Victorian era.
There's been a lot of. I'm sorry. She just her eyes exploded.
What the hell is that?
Exactly.
It's from sheets.
It's
It's like you
it's like you soaked an Oreo in milk for 5 days.
It is 2 pieces of cookie bread, and inside is about 2 pounds of Oreo filling.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And it's the size of a burger.
Oh my god.
Have a bite.
No.
Have a bite.
No.
I've had one of those before.
Nope.
They're not bad.
Nope.
Okay, yeah, it's pretty tasty.
Wait, sugar for me.
It's like it's an Oreo. It's like a giant Oreo with kind of like cake.
Yeah, like one of those Oreo cakes.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's like
it looks like a racist
Pac-Man. Because it's black.
Wait, would that be racist or would it be
it's
equal
racist,
opportunity?
It's equal opportunity, right?
Yeah,
it's,
that's affirmative Pac-Man.
It's affirmative.
If you turn the stuff and put googly eyes on it. It looked like one of those 1930 caricatures of a black man.
I was going to say it looked like like a black Muppet.
So
everybody go to Sheetz and get one of these. And
just
examine it yourself.
So
just go into Sheetz and ask for the black Muppet.
Yeah. It's funny, I was posting on the forums about sheets, and people, you know, there's so many people have never heard of them because they're really only kind of on the, like, upper East Coast.
Right.
They don't, I don't think they go anywhere.
Go to Wawa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then be disappointed.
Aww.
I love Wawa.
I like Wawa.
Sheets, they have good milk.
No. Wawa's better.
Sheets is basically like a convenience store / gas station that has like a made to order, like food and coffee bar. And it's open 24 hours, so any time of the day you can go.
You can get one of these monstrosities.
Yep.
The Black Man Muppet sandwich. Yeah.
So snooze, so or snus.
that's what I wanted to get at. I've always called it snus because I saw what it would, you know,
yeah.
And it says snus to me. And recently I've heard people start referring to it as snooze.
Yeah.
But for me,
I think it is snooze, actually.
That
doesn't I agree with you that it should be called snus.
Because, yeah, to get the oo sound, you should have a double O or an E-W.
Yeah, so Rob didn't believe me that a U in the English language can ever make an oo sound.
Right. And then you said the word...
truth.
Yeah. Or blue.
I'm looking at the box trying to find some kind of like...
blue could go either way because there's another vowel there.
C-U-A-Q.
So this is kind of like a UPS versus UPS thing.
Yeah. It's just,
I don't know. I really... when I saw it, I just snooze is what, you know, I immediately thought of. So.
Well, and that's kind of why I was bringing this up. We don't have to talk about
that. I think
that's
what I thought initially, too.
Yeah, that's what you said initially, you know, but when I look at that word, I saw snus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't think of another word, but because I saw the U.S., so it makes an us sound.
So like
not
bus.
Huh? Yeah, like plus.
Bus. Not boost.
Or like sinus without the I.
Yeah.
I write that.
Yeah, sign up.
Rob, you're such a coont.
You could. No, you could very well be right, and I'm probably saying it wrong. I have no clue. We should email them.
We should, but a lot of people actually, I've heard, are saying. More people are saying snus.
This needs to be corrected.
It does.
Yeah. You know, I think.
I'll never say that.
I think we as a podcast, we need to research this and then come back so our listeners, all two of you, can.
Both
well, three
you.
Counting Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Who is
so,
at home right now with
so it's
with
Jay,
yeah.
Infinity, and the other guy.
Aztec
Zodiac Eclipse.
Yeah.
Zodiac.
Yeah.
Right.
Hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We have listeners.
Oh, we do.
Because I logged into the podcast server, like, last month, and this is 2 days after we posted an episode, and it's like, oh, I'm sorry, you are like, 10% away of reaching your maximum 15 gigabyte a month download limit.
Hmm.
So somebody is that's, fucking listening.
That's kind
of maybe great. I should stop downloading every one of them 800 times.
You coont.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and insert my snus or snus, and we need to email Camel and get an answer, and then we
like
can report back to everybody.
And they need to pay us for all this product placement.
Yeah.
All right.
It is snus. I can prove it because there's a Canadian country singer named Corb Lund, and in one of his songs he says, a can of Copenhagen snooze.
Copenhagen is another brand, it's not Camel.
Yeah, but the Copenhagen brand of what this is, snooze.
So what?
Because they're both chewing tobacco.
So that's not a, that's
snooze.
Not just a clever word.
Snooze is literally.
I thought it was
what
a brand
is.
Thing. I didn't know that was like a term for something.
It probably
you
is
know,
snooze,
let's Wikipedia
in order
this right now.
Snus, it would have to have two S's.
I think snus.
No.
Yeah.
No! Because U.S. is us.
Thank you.
Or United States.
U.S. is Schuster, like my last name.
Oh, damn.
I don't
did
think
that.
Wait, Uster.
Schuster? Uster? Wait, us.
Wait, it's pronounced Schuster?
Yeah.
You're Schuster.
I thought it was. Where's the H?
We took it out because it was Jewish.
This
sport.
Simultaneously burns and chills. It's kind of neat. It's like
I thought it was Suster.
It's like that shampoo.
They changed
yeah,
it in the
yeah.
place, but it's Schuster.
Day two, it was a lot easier
so
for me to stop to not actually smoke. Like I said, that was my first cigarette that I've had all day, and I've been up for like 13 hours.
How long do you normally keep it in?
Three,
how long does it last for you?
3 hours, 3-4 hours.
One thing?
Children, do not use snus snus.
Yeah.
And don't smoke cigarettes or cigarettes.
I like how...
Because
it
will waste so much fucking money that you could spend on other things.
I like how a third of this can is the warning.
Coke is okay, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's kind of how it is now.
Like, the entire thing is just one, like, big black lung.
It's awesome, kind of.
Yeah. Oh, they passed a law for cigarettes.
Uh-oh.
Pretty soon that they said that they're able to print graphic images... on the
boxes now.
They already
of, like,
did
dirty
that.
Lungs
yeah.
and, like,
yeah.
demons.
They already did that in the UK.
That just makes you
awesome.
Want them more.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, just have, like, Tim Curry.
And have, like, a different one on every pack, and they're collectible.
I got the black lung demon. Tumor.
You gotta smoke them all.
You gotta smoke them all. Cigarettes. as I cough. We had an experience, four of us, trying to get over here today for this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Walt
it was
and Lindy
sorry.
Decided to get into the car with open containers.
All right, now, in my
I
defense,
ran,
there was never a decision to get into the car with an open container. There was getting into a car, completely forgetting I had an open container in my
until
car.
We were 2 miles down the road.
And I'm like... And we pass a cop, and Rob's like, hey, there's a cop on the road. And I'm like, oh, shit, I'm holding an open container.
Of course.
And Rob's like, what?
Yeah. And Lindy had one, too.
I gave my Lindy's
was far
yeah,
more open than...
She handed... I took the fall for both of our beers, and I had to explain to the cop why I had two beers.
Why you had two different
and
beers, one in a can, one in a bottle?
Yeah. He's like, why do you have two beers? I'm like, one of them's PBR.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna let you off.
Yeah. You gotta wash the taste out with the other.
Oh, I love PBR. I'm gonna get one then.
Yeah, snus is basically. I'm gonna go with. It's called snus. Wow. And,
that was just lighter.
Yeah, it's. Hails from the 16th century. Introduced to France by Jean Nicot.
So it's actually called snus.
I'm pretty sure.
And it's spelled that way.
It's. I mean, the word comes from snuff. It basically means moist snuff. So I'm going to lean towards it's pronounced
moist.
Like snuff. So, Rob, very...
Sweet.
Bam.
Found it.
Total respect.
Yeah.
We have solved the mystery, bitches.
Yeah, I'm right.
Uh-huh.
Fuck all, y'all.
Yeah. Get it, get it.
PBR tastes really bad with orange juice. Yeah.
PBR doesn't taste
yeah,
any good.
Yeah, so...
Snus.
So we got pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and...
Well,
you were driving, so... Tell this.
Well, we get pulled over. Well, I see the cop, and you know, and I'm driving like 5 miles over the speed limit. And in my head, I'm like, I'm just going to continue to go because then if I slow down, it looks suspicious. And that's just what I try
yeah.
not to. Yeah. You know, so
and they usually won't pull you for five over.
Yeah. So then he ends up pulling off anyway, and ends up pulling us over. And his reasoning, which is the second time it's happened to me, is because I had stuff hanging from the rearview mirror. And we're not allowed to have stuff hanging from the rearview mirror.
Fuck
so.
Yeah. Thanks, Virginia.
So
yeah.
What did you do after
really?
The
we're
first
not?
Time?
No. Yeah,
huh?
So what did you do after the first time?
Everyone
this is the second time
yeah.
you got pulled over
yeah.
for this.
The first, I mean, right. I just started hanging stuff from my rearview mirror because I'm not going to not hang stuff from the rearview mirror.
Because so you're a rebel.
I'm a rebel.
Yeah.
Without a cause.
You're the Robin Hood
fuck
of rearview mirrors.
Fuck the police.
That's why I'm doing the snus, man. No, but yeah, here we end up getting let off. You know, and he searched the car and all that, and you know, and
he made us all get out and he searched all of us.
Yeah,
and I had to explain why I had two cell phones.
We had two cell phones and two beers.
Two cell. I do two
well,
of
this
everything.
This was a blackberry.
I
so,
had
I
two
mean,
packs
I had to
of cigarettes.
The taste of the blackberry.
You're just that damn good.
Yeah.
You have to have two. You're multitasking. You're on two calls at once, drinking two beers.
Sorry, I'm back.
Because
I'm sorry too.
I had to explain to somebody how to get into a dungeon in World of Warcraft.
Ben has fallen back into WoW, even though he used to berate me, you know, for playing WoW, when he's the one who first got me into WoW.
Yes.
Can I just say?
Yes.
WoW was never an excuse for anything.
I agree.
Well, no, but I mean, if I got
I
a phone call from my girlfriend saying, how do I get into the thing, I'm like, I gotta take the call.
You gotta do things for girlfriends. I mean, that's understandable.
Well, yeah, and she needs
but,
to get into
now,
the dungeon.
I'm
now,
just saying it's unacceptable.
Now,
she is farming pieces of things for me. So I can make mechanical yetis.
So you're like
you're
pimping her out?
Your girlfriend awesome. Just slave labor.
No, she,
wow.
she said she would do it herself.
Are you speaking in code? Just like, hey, honey.
I will say mechanical
go
yetis.
Go find me some elemental earths so
you
can make mechanical yetis.
Why don't you come over and show me how to get into this dungeon?
I should leave.
You probably should. It's only like a 6-hour drive.
Shit, okay, yeah, that's fine. I'll do it. After this podcast.
Mechanical yetis are badass. So.
They go for like 800 gold
that,
on
that
the
makes it better. I mean,
they go for 8, yeah.
You guys did.
Wait a minute.
We all
mechanical
WoW.
Yetis?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. You can craft them and you set them off and they'll go and they'll target things and explode. Yeah.
Oh, I'm talking about the docile ones that just follow you, that are like a
pet. Oh, the pet things. Pet.
Yeah, the companion pets follow you around.
Work.
So it's like a robo Yeti?
Yeah. But it's tiny.
Can you teach it tricks?
It's just an engineering craft. It's basically works like a pet.
Huh?
You people in your weird games.
Man, you played an MMO.
I'm gonna go play on Jammer Lammy.
You played an MMO. You start playing VCU.
Jammer Lammy.
Yeah, except actually, I started playing the demo of VCU, and then I bought the disc game. And guess what hasn't come out of its plastic wrap?
The game.
Mm-hmm.
You should take it back.
Which game? Wait. Well, there was kind
VCU.
Of. In case you hadn't heard, there was kind of an issue with me trying to play that game for the past month and a half.
Well, yeah,
so.
It was kind of down for 24
days.
Damn, Sony. You guys give your free games
yet?
Yeah, they back up last month.
Oh, you mean like choose two from five games that I already have?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I got Infamous and I got a Super Stardust HD.
You guys still have my copies.
Take it, by the way, take it.
I haven't signed into PlayStation Network for 18 months, so I'm like, oh, I get free games. Cool.
By the way, we're sorry for this thing that didn't affect you at all.
See, the thing that it did affect me because I had just bought Portal 2 and I couldn't get online.
Speaking of which,
yes.
Multiplayer.
Oh, yeah, I got your message.
We need to get down on that sometimes.
Yeah, I'd be totally down. I don't have the PS3 copy at the moment, but I can play with my Steam copy.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Well, that works. So, wait, you have all the games that it offered?
Yeah, I already had them all.
Oh.
Even the PSP ones?
Because it... Oh, well, no, but I don't have a PSP.
Well, thanks,
you might get it one day.
No.
I actually downloaded two PSP
games. We're
going to
talk about my handheld.
Oh, the
which will actually be my first ever handheld purchase.
The Vita?
Mm-hmm.
I really want one.
I do too.
Did you guys?
But it's a stupid name.
It is.
They should have just called it a PSP2.
By the way, if you hear any wind blowing, it's because we have ACs and fans on, because fuck you, it's hot.
Yeah, fuck you.
What, did we talk about the car thing with the police?
Pretty much,
there?
Yeah.
Was that wrapped up?
Yeah, they got us all out of the car, and they searched us, and then they let us go.
It was like that scene in Thelma
and
Louise.
We knew, Rob knew one of them.
Fuck you, Brett.
The chick who actually
no,
is friends with
the smallest cop I've ever seen.
She's the one who fucking hit me in the Wild parking lot.
The cop hit you?
Yes.
Like in the face?
No, she hit my car.
Oh.
In the face?
Wait, was she a cop at the time?
In the face.
She was in cop school.
Oh, she wasn't in cop mode. She wasn't.
She was in cop school. Okay.
So she hadn't been taught yet not to hit people's cars.
She was like a regular person in Power Rangers and hasn't morphed yet.
So she didn't have her superpowers. I mean, you gotta forgive.
Huh.
Whose turn is it next?
I don't know. Walt said he had something to talk about.
Walt?
Yeah, I guess something to talk about.
Delay in the game, dog.
I'm sorry.
I didn't bring anything to the table except one thing, but after Walt's got to talk first.
I had a baby.
Yay!
Yeah, I haven't been met. I've been gone for the past two podcasts. And during that interim, had a kid, and he's awesome. And that's pretty much the whole topic right there.
What is your baby's name?
His name is Xander.
Xander?
Mm-hmm.
Xander Harris Winfrey.
Close.
Wait.
Alexander Luther Winfrey.
Thanks for, like, you're shouting my kid's full name out on the internet.
Nobody cares.
And that's not his name anyway.
Oh, because Zodiac's going to track down your kid, or?
Yeah. Well, he might. I have to be afraid of this stuff now. Like these people came by today to try and, like, give us a free security system, and I'm like, you're going to have to go away now because you're casing my house and you want to steal my baby.
Did you say that?
No, but I wanted to.
I would have said that.
Yeah.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
We actually almost went with Xander for a name for Connor, and instead we said, oh, I don't want us to have, you know, name our kid after Buffy. Let's try to come up with something else.
So Barry, I named it after Angel.
I had no fucking clue. I hadn't watched Angel up to that point.
Is he named after Angel or is he named after Superboy?
No, he's named after neither. He's named after the Highlander. No, no, he actually isn't.
But we just liked the name Connor. It was one that we kind of went through like about five dozen before we said Connor.
Yeah. Connor. What were some of the other ones?
We had like a lot of girl names, and then in the doctor's office after we got the sonogram. And, you know, found that out. We're like,
oh, drag.
Shit.
Yeah, we
really
had
haven't thought of any Yeah, boy names at all.
River?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, I told the internet about your not real daughter's name.
Don't tell them my imaginary daughter's name. Yeah, we had a girl name all picked out, and it took us a lot of, like, debating to figure out a boy name once we knew what he was.
Yeah. River Tam.
If it was a girl, it would have been named
River Catherine.
Catherine Hepburn.
So instead we have William Alexander, which is, you know, dragon slayer, like, lordly type name. I like it.
Or geeky, because you can tie
everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like you could be like a...
You could be Xander, you could
lord.
Be Lex. Yeah. And then William's versatile.
Yeah. William Wallace.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of any other Wills. Will Riker? Will Wheaton? Will Wheaton?
Will Smith?
Will Smith?
Will Smith.
Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell?
Will
Chamberlain?
Will
Chamberlain?
Will
Smith?
Will
I
actually
thought of two girl names. It would either be Sarah Connor, Sarah Connor Smith, or it would be Ellen Ripley Smith.
I'd be down for both of those.
Yeah.
See?
Awesome, right?
Totally, yeah, I'd be fine with that. I mean, that's
the
old kid.
The rejected name before we settled on River Catherine is I wanted Samantha Ramey. Oh, God.
Rob, I'm surprised you didn't throw a nude in there somewhere. Ellen Ripley, Sarah Connor, Newt.
I'm thinking about, like, two of the most influential women, you know, to ever like,
grace movies.
Grace movies.
Directed by James Cameron.
Yeah.
I want to name my kid, They Mostly Come Out at Night, Mostly Winfrey.
Oh, aliens, guys.
Yeah.
Continue.
Gearbox is that Aliens Colonial.
That was it. I mean, unless you want me to bore you with
Aliens Colonial Marine game coming out.
Oh!
It's going to be in the style of, like, Aliens, the second one.
Yeah, the trailer looked cool.
Yeah.
Finally,
the trailer for Alien vs. Predator looked cool. The last one.
I got that game for $5 on Steam sale. I still haven't played it yet, but for $5, I'll buy fucking anything.
It's the new one? The new one?
Yeah.
Not the, like, what was it, like, 2000?
Well, I have one and two that I bought on CD years ago.
That one was awesome.
Those were both really good.
Yeah.
This new one, it was okay. So at $6 I wasn't interested, but $5, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
$7.50 I think it was actually, but yeah.
Yeah, I spent $5 on Brutal Legend.
Brutal Legend, good.
I like that game.
Yeah. I had fun with it. And then I loaned it to somebody.
Wait,
so
was that
I have
Jack Black?
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah. I haven't played more than like 3-4 hours into it. And then I loaned it to somebody and it's been like 6 months.
Yeah. I beat it.
I think we actually have an extra copy on 360. So, sorry.
It's all right.
I was actually looking and getting the...
finger.
No.
The, I can't remember what it's called. Ophelia's symbol. I actually was thinking of getting that tattooed, the upside down.
I liked her, the whole goth, death... army that shows up. Oh, spoilers. Sorry for those who haven't played Brutal Legend.
I kind of do want to get that.
I have a quick question.
That Mr. Crowley scene was awesome. Sorry.
That I just recently thought up, and since I didn't bring anything to the table tonight, I'm going to ask it. World of Warcraft.
Yes.
Who's played it? Everyone but two people.
Do we count, like, the 1 hour I played with you that one time?
No.
Okay.
Who's actually played the
Who's
game?
Who's played in the Battleground? Okay, 5 of us have played in the Battleground in World of Warcraft. And the story for WoW is there's a Horde and there's an Alliance. An Alliance is better, and they
no,
fight.
No, it's not.
Okay, no. And they fight. Because they hate each other. There's a whole thing going on. The Battlegrounds, they play Capture the Flag. How does that tie into continuity that these two warring tribes, groups, whatever,
because it's
meet
all about
in one place and then just... they kill each other in the Battleground,
yeah.
But all they're trying to do is play a lethal game of Capture the Flag, and then afterwards they're like, alright, see ya.
I mean, well, that's why I liked Alterac Valley, because that was really cool. It had, like, whole, you know, quests you had to complete in order to try to push your army forward and activate, like, you know, big weapons and shit.
Hmm.
What was the other one, the one that was basically King of the Hill?
Arathi Basin,
yeah. Why are they playing King of the Hill? I mean, we're getting these fucking hills.
Yeah, I know it's a video game, it's just...
Yeah,
it's Capture the Flag wouldn't make any sense, because why would these, you know, like in World War II, the Nazis and the Allies didn't play Capture the Flag. And
how do you know?
But like, literally, just for the sole purpose of...
You don't know. You
were capturing
there.
And returning a flag three times.
But they did compete in the Olympics. So consider it like an Olympic type thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole reason we lost Vietnam is because...
Those flags are expensive, motherfucker.
Is because there's so much brush, the flags are hard as
fuck. Go get them back.
That's true, yes.
And what happens if you capture someone's flag, you recycle it into another flag for your team. And it's just being...
Oh! It could be that when you win 10 caps for the flags, you can release... Shao Kahn has the ability to take over Earth. Or if you get 10 flags, you drop a nuke.
Honestly, I don't think capture the flag is that bad an idea. Can we just fight wars like that from now on?
With World of Warcraft?
Capture the flag?
No, just...
Oh, I thought you meant literally, like, every war is solved on World of Warcraft in Warsong Gulch.
No, I think every war should be solved by playing Capture the Flag.
Oh, fine, yeah.
With Nerf guns.
I don't like that idea, because then people are going to get faster, and...
The Kenyans would win every war.
Right?
No, well, the problem... Ninjas. The problem with that is, war will always have to be fought with humans in some way, because there has to be some sort of a great casualty cause. Because if we just played a game of Nerf guns... And then if you won, after the game, I'm like, well, fuck, I'm not listening to him.
What about
I'm still going to go do it.
Are you suggesting that RoboJocks is not plausible? Because that's essentially what that was they just had giant mech battles
good
for
movie.
Territory.
Yeah, but it's the thing of, like, if the war comes down to something as
robots.
Simple as a small battle like that, where if you lose, no big deal. Who cares? Why are you going to listen to whatever the other side is telling
you?
Well,
usually the excuse they come up with in those kind of scenarios is that war was so devastating for their society, they decided to change how the rules of war work to avoid that kind of thing. So everyone adheres to these rules, even though in real life, you know, people like, you know, if we like, you know, got Alaska from Russia in a robot jocks battle, well, Russia would probably be like, yeah, fuck it. You know, we're just going to nuke your ass.
Yeah, or we're going to take this giant robot and then attack your city.
Yes.
That's what should have happened.
Which is going to make a lot of giant robots.
Well, that's when you have the United Nations of Robot Jocks, you know. So, we're recording. The batteries have died, so we don't know how much we lost. So
we're
going to pick up with...
I lost my sanity.
I lost my virginity.
To me.
To lost my marbles. What? Never mind.
He really did lose his marbles. He really lost some good. we're back.
Oh, I like
Hook.
That's a great movie. I like Hook.
I recognized it right off the bat. I've seen that movie like 20 times. It's one of my favorites. Rufio is badass.
Rufio is a
Rufio.
Oh. I don't want to offend everybody, but Rufio's a bitch.
What?
I agree.
Okay, thank you. Thank
he was in that dancing movie with Antonio Banderas.
He was in Fist of the North Star.
And that, like,
in,
was he?
The live-action movie.
The Avatar.
Really?
Not James Cameron.
With
the animated one. He
oh,
plays
really?
Prince Zuko.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Airbender?
Rufio.
Yeah. No, the Firebender from the Fire Nation Prince Zuko.
No, I didn't watch that.
Yeah, the Avatar, the Airbender one, yeah.
The animated series, he was a voice actor.
Yeah.
So, we were talking about the X-Mans.
Yeah.
So we're just going to start over and talk about the X-Men.
X-Men's first class.
And you can...
I haven't seen it.
Bang-a-rang, yeah.
Let's just talk about Hook.
Yeah.
The kid rolled down the steps because he was fat.
He was limber.
He was able to, like, twist his legs, like, completely up to his neck.
Yeah.
That's kind of impressive for a fat kid.
Yeah. It's Neverland.
Yeah.
Never books.
Never little books.
So
whoa, that kid's a rapper.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Is he?
Because
wait,
he's fat?
That is so racist.
That's
because
not
he's
racist.
Fat?
That's stereotypical.
Racist. You know, not all rappers are fat, okay?
No, but some of the most successful, one of the most successful ones, two of the most successful ones.
Three.
Biggie.
And Bone Crusher.
Bone Crusher.
Forgot about
Fat
Bone Crusher.
CeeLo Green. He's not a rapper, he's a hip-hopist.
Yes.
Fat Joe.
Fat Joe.
The Fat Boys.
The Fat Boys. Violent J from ICP.
Jerky Boys.
They were more rappers.
Yeah. They're just obnoxious assholes.
Calls.
Any other fat rappers?
So like ICP.
You named every rapper I know of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So X-Men First Class. Rob and Lindy and I have seen it. Rob and Lindy, you guys liked it?
Yeah.
I felt it was kind of meh. Rob?
What I said previously was that you could have taken out all the superpowers and made it like a realistic movie, and it would have been just as good.
And then I said that was what they didn't want.
And I said, no, not really, because there's some superpowers. You could have made like an espionage.
Like the first class one, how did you feel about Origins?
I love Origins.
Fuck you.
Well, let's. I thought Origins was okay.
It was a lot of
I mean, I thought it was good, but I thought there were some problems with it at the end.
Terrible.
I don't really give a crap about CG terrible. I mean, the CG was terrible in this movie. But
they made
I felt,
it look
60s.
I felt like this movie, like, well, like all the other X-Men movies. Well, like the first movie was good, second movie awesome, third movie didn't exist, and then but they all look like trying to go a little over the top superhero, you know, flashy. This one looked like it was just a movie. You know, it had that down to earth feel, not like, yeah, it's a comic book movie, guys.
You mean like in the,
like
the directing style?
Yeah, just the way it was shot, like the.
My feeling was is I thought it kind of wasted the opportunity of the period setting. I thought they could have made it more like a Bond movie. There was a few homages to the 60s style. I mean, but at a lot of, in a. Like, wide bits of the movie you kind of just forget, other than the whole, like, Cuban Missile Crisis plot line, which is not really a spoiler. But,
what?
If you've seen the trailer.
Yeah.
But,
oh!
Yeah, it's
that's
really.
That's what they're doing.
The only time it reminds you that it's set in the 60s is, like, every once in a while you'll see them watching a TV and it's, like, a tiny little black and white.
Right.
But for the most part, they kind of wasted opportunities with that setting, I thought. They could have made it more like kind of Avengers or kind of, you know, James Bond, classic James Bond style. And they, you know, I just thought they kind of missed some opportunities. I really liked Xavier and Eric's interactions throughout the movie. I thought that was cool. I really didn't care for most of the new characters or the other characters. Mystique was fine. I thought she was probably the most interesting one. White Queen sucked. She was bad.
Is she British?
She's played by January Jones. I have no clue who January Jones is, other than she's someone who's in Mad Men.
No British accent.
Oh.
No. Cool. She's just not. It's. And when you have Kevin Bacon and Michael Ironside in the same movie, it's kind of like. This is like, you know, two B movies combined.
Ironside?
Yeah, he's a Navy captain.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's in that movie that I don't like.
Terminator Salvation?
Ironside?
Yeah, he's the leader of the Resistance.
Oh, yeah. But no. Well, I don't like that movie either.
You should.
I was talking about Starship Troopers.
Rico, what the f- You know what to do. You are the only person in this world besides Richie who liked
that. I'm going to be honest. I don't think it's like, I mean, it's kind of over the top, and it's a, what, Vernonhausen?
Verhoeven.
Verhoeven?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of his movies.
Yeah.
But I still love it. It's just got too many great moments,
even though
it's filled with cheese.
It's the greatest war movie of all time.
Oh.
No.
See, I don't know. I guess I was just super disappointed because I was a fan of Heinlein, and I went in expecting like a sci-fi platoon, and instead I got 90210.
That's why I never read books.
Yeah,
well,
I learned my lesson.
In the books, the bugs were intelligent, had mech suits.
That's true.
No, the soldiers had mech suits.
I thought the bugs had mech suits.
I thought the bugs.
No, in the book, the bugs were bugs, but they're also at war with another alien race of crab people, who towards the end of the book. They team up with to fight the bugs.
People.
And I just had a problem that the bugs, the bugs would have had to have shot their plasma to hit the asteroid to send them to Earth like 65 billion trillion years ago.
Yeah, that's.
That's wormhole technology, dude.
They knew
the
how to
bugs
shoot.
Are
the bugs.
Brain bugs, man. That's
giant crazy. Poo blasts can transcend the known physics.
Well, if you watch
the third
movie,
my next thing I want to talk about, my next topic. But go ahead.
Okay.
If you watch the third movie, you know that they're incredibly intelligent, and therefore would probably know how to access wormholes.
It's afraid.
Thank you, Doogie.
It did look like a vagina. Like
that's
a
why
nasty,
I put the sensor
not,
bar up.
A nasty one, yeah. Not like a good one.
It's like if it was, it'd be wearing a hoodie.
What's up?
What's up? Women on the creek.
First class, they had a really good trailer for prequel
Planet
of the Apes.
Oh yeah. Rise of the Apes, I think it's Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Is it a prequel to the remake or a prequel to the original?
It could be either.
Both.
It's a prequel.
So
they show basically James Franco fucks everything.
Rise of the of.
That's
rise
you know my that's the summation of what happens.
Rise of the planet of the
so good
of the thing that I'm not gonna watch.
It's like great.
But it's virus. Monkeys and they go crazy.
28 days
later. Oh no, crazy monkeys.
This is something I'm probably gonna do in the next 20 years.
Go crazy. It'd be a monkey.
No, she does like crazy monkeys.
Yeah. It's on your bucket list.
Again, I saw the Pirates.
Oh, how was it?
Am I the only one who saw the Pirates?
I haven't seen the Pirates.
I'm the only one who saw the Pirates. It was enjoyable, but not
if you don't like
movies. That. Not amazing or good.
That's kind of how I feel about X-Men First Class. I mean, it had its moments.
I liked it, but it was just kind of like, meh. Afterwards, I was like, that could have been a Netflix.
That's exactly how I feel about X-Men First Class.
Like, the first three movies were epic and awesome, and there was Krakens and, like, a Cthulhu beard guy. And my lighter fell, and everything happened, and it was awesome. And, like, ships were spinning around and dying and so on. And this one's like, let's go find Fountain of Youth. Let's talk for a while and have Jack climb a tree. Yeah, it just missed opportunities all up in that
What
movie.
More do you want?
Now, and what the movie should have been was Jack and Barbossa hanging out the entire time and doing shit. And, like, they only do that for 5 minutes of the movie.
Oh,
the rest of the movie is like, I'm Christian and I love this mermaid.
Okay. What? When did it come out? Like, past Friday?
Or
like
3 weeks
ago. 3 weeks
ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I saw it in 3D, and I have problems with 3D just because halfway through the movie, you forget it's in 3D, so what's the point?
Yeah, I'm not just fired with that.
Blackbeard was cool, because Ian McShane is cool. Ian McShane is cool, as, you know, and he's cool as Blackbeard, but he doesn't do shit. Hmm. It's like he's the most feared pirate of all time, and he does one or two bad things in the movie. And then after that, here's my impression of Blackbeard the pirate. Rob, say something to me about what's going on in a pirate way.
Driving the boat, maybe.
And I would reply if I was Blackbeard.
What's the stencil?
That's all he does in that fucking movie. Is like everything he does has that tone of.
What can you do?
I'm Blackbeard. I'm just
Davy
Jones was far more intimidating.
I just wish he was like Captain Halsbarringer.
Oh, Captain Elsewhere.
Just calls Jack Sparrow a cocksucker as soon as he gets on the
Yeah. He should have said that at least once.
Yeah.
But it started off strong, and it has a badass ending. And then it's in the middle, it's a whole bunch of, I love this mermaid and God. That's Pirates.
Oh, so his name's not Christian.
No, he is Christian. He is a. He's like a.
He's obnoxiously Christian?
Yeah.
He can't shut up about it?
He's like, Blackbeard, I'm make you change your ways and stuff. I love that mermaid. And that's the whole fucking movie.
Was it produced by the Left Behind people or something?
So, Sparrow went Christian?
No. The whole movie is about them going to find the thing, but it focuses a lot of the movies. Like, I'm a Christian dude, and I love this mermaid. Treat her good. And Jack's
it's
like,
all right. It's okay.
Yeah.
Jesus loves you. He told me so.
And Jack does a bunch of funny Jack shit, like you're expecting him to. It's just, it's good. It's the worst pirate movie.
Sounds like a Netflix.
Worse than
two.
It's the second worst pirate movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I didn't like two.
Yeah, two.
I honestly thought that first one.
I would have been fine with two and three if they just condensed it into one movie.
Yeah.
I think they kind of. I feel like they tried to
cram too much into it as it is. That was badly in need.
Well, they
trim.
Could have cut a lot of shit out and made it one movie. That really
was fun, though.
It was
David
a lot
Jones
of
padding. Standing in the bucket.
That was a great gag. I like that gag. I'm cool with that.
It was funny.
Yeah.
Sitting on a bucket.
Bill Nye.
I was going to say, Rob, I want you to help me make a Davy Jones costume.
No.
Because I kind of want a Cthulhu beard and a big pirate hat and a claw hand. I don't want to walk around and be like, yarr.
Speaking of, did you ever check out that website I sent you a link to?
Yes.
What is it like? Yog.
Yog Saha Blogspot.
Yeah.
Yog Saha Blogspot.
Yeah, Blogsaw.
Yeah.
Blogspot. Basically, this guy has been drawing like one Lovecraft creature a day for several months now. And so anytime there's a, he posts a picture that he illustrated with a little description of the character from Lovecraft's text. And it's done in a style that reminds me a lot of, like, the old Monster Manuals from the 90s.
Yep. Ooh.
And if they had gameplay stats, it would be perfect. But it's
like
very cool.
Thacko?
Yeah, it's Thacko and Armor Class.
That was the best stat ever.
Thacko was great. Man.
Like, I was pissed when I picked up 3rd edition. Where's the Thacko?
I know how to Thacko.
I can Thacko.
And it gives you the excuse to say Thacko, which is a great word.
Yeah, you know what I hated the most about 3rd edition?
Class 19, what's up?
I had to buy new books.
Oh, that's horrible. Well,
besides that, Attack of Opportunities.
No, you're still 20.
Yeah, no, I've got metal.
Wait, your armor class 10. What are you talking about?
I forgot my Thacko.
Elk
and I are going to be playing a Pokemon RPG.
Whoa.
They have it in beta working, right now.
Yeah,
it's like a tabletop RPG.
Is this something that's going to be licensed, or is this just a fan?
I think it's going to be licensed. They just have it in beta form right now.
They have Beast Heroes for it. They have Dungeon Master Guides. They have Player Guides.
Yeah.
Wow. There's, instead of...
Do they call them Pokemaster Guides?
I hope so.
you put that on your feedback form.
But the other thing, like, and my friend, he found this for us, and he sent us all the manuals and everything, like, they found out on the torrent site. But there's also free, like computer programs where instead of, you know, with, like, problem with D&D, that sort of thing, rounds can kind of take forever because you're crunching numbers and whatnot.
And attacks of opportunity.
Yeah.
Slows it down so much.
Mm-hmm. And both, there's actually a program
where... Don't put yourself in that position. It's your fault.
There's actually a program where you can just type in your stats for your Pokemon.
Yeah.
And then it'll just run the simulation right then and there. So you can decide. So it's just like you can watch a little Pokemon battle that you would see in a DS game.
Have you guys seen the tabletop things for that they use, like, a D&D platform with? So that's the grids.
You mean the ones that are licensed with
So D&D? You pull it around.
What was that called?
I don't remember, but like
a battle map.
When we play third and fourth edition, there's like tiles and that sort of thing.
It's a computer, and so you set up a thing, and you can use anything you want, like as your character, and you set it down.
Augmented reality.
I get to it.
Where you're like...
It's in like the Microsoft service.
You're like looking at the table, but it just looks like stuff's there.
Well, it projects the image of whatever you're doing with the grid, and then all your commands are on the table.
So is it custom made for like RPGs where you can like set up?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's custom made for that, but yeah, they have a bunch of like...
We saw that at PAX.
When we went to PAX East, they had one of those, and it showed them playing, like, air hockey, but, you just touch the monitor and, like, but you could do other things with it on there.
So it's
just
like
that
Microsoft Surface.
And, like, our roommate, he actually plays Dungeons & Dragons through Skype. Mm-hmm. Also,
and he uses an
program. So, I mean, if you could just take that program, you can just...
Well, with the video on YouTube, you don't have dice anymore. You roll on the thing,
right.
So you hit the thing and it rolls the dice onto the screen.
Yeah.
I don't trust
your platform. And then you have like a monster, and it does line of sight. It figures out where you can't see this because there's a hill here. And it's all like a visual thing. And then you set up your icon. So I have a little square or whatever I want for my character.
Mm-hmm.
And it puts it down. It recognizes it. So when I roll, I can move it wherever I want. It recognizes that's where it is. I go to my spell list and say I do like fireball, and it does an animation of a fireball.
That's really cool.
Monster.
If I had
like $1,000, I totally want one, and I might play D&D.
Yeah,
but that's pretty bad.
If I had a fancy future sci-fi table,
if I had a million dollars,
if I had a million dollars,
can I bring up my next topic?
Because it deals with sci-fi and kind of like what we talk about with physics.
Yeah.
I've been watching, I don't know if anyone else has watched it, but Through the Wormhole with Morgan Freeman. No one?
Yeah, what is it on?
It's on Science Channel.
Oh, okay, I don't get it.
No. It's,
you win at science.
It's a great show, because it's not, I mean, it says, Morgan Freeman, or whatever, with Morgan Freeman. And it's, he just narrates it, and does all the narration, and they go to him, and he introduces the next segment type thing, and they talk to all these, scientists and all that. And really cool subjects, the one was, is there a God, and he people and all these scientists' theories on God, like God is only God is mathematics, you know, God is a video game programmer, we're all simulation, like all this kind of stuff. But the coolest one that I saw was the universe. Is it finite or infinite? And if it's finite, what is the shape of it? And whether, and then there are like all these different theories, like it's like asteroids, so when you go past the screen here, you end up at the bottom coming through, which would make the universe like a donut.
Yeah.
So you would go like this, you know, but then you would pop it on that side and come through and all that. And we can
we'll be posting diagrams of Rob's gestures on the site.
No, we won't. there's one theory, and I kind of think I semi-agree with it, and that it's a... it's a dodecahedron. That the universe is...
A 20-sided die?
Oh, yep. No, 12-sided die.
Oh, a 12-sided hedron.
I forgot what
it's
it was.
It's a duodecahedron.
Yeah.
Is it? I don't remember. A 12-sided die.
A 12-atron.
Huh?
A 12-atron.
12-atron?
Yes.
Is that what...
Yeah. Wobbs...
A D12.
It's Rob's
D12. There you go.
Rob's a quadruclops.
The scientist who was talking about it holds up a D12. Like an actual...
And you were watching,
like,
and you were like, oh!
I'm sold. That's it. It has something to do with, you know, when you were looking in space, because light takes so long to travel, that as you're looking, you're actually looking back through time. And we go to a certain point, which I never knew about, but there's a microwave radiation bubble around us that we can't penetrate, which I didn't know. But apparently that could be remnants of the Big Bang, or the frequency right before the Big Bang, or right after the Big Bang happened. Like, if we see past that, we're going back to where, you know, before there's nothing. But they found a cold spot in the radioactive dome or whatever that they've been monitoring for the last 5 years, and it's weird because the idea is that it's the multiverse, and that we have two universes, and that's where we're pulling towards each other.
Crisis.
It's really weird, and most of them I didn't get because I don't think I'm smart enough to
I think a lot of them are just like pulling shit out of their ass.
And
I mean, that's part of theoretical.
They pulled that D12 right out of their ass.
I really hope the scientist was like, you want to know my theory on the universe?
Holds up a D12.
That,
speaking from
personal
experience.
But the idea of, like, when you go past one side, if you would end up on the other side, but that plus reverse upside down, because
my theory is God is
the
dungeon master.
We could find out the shape of the universe.
Oh, bumper sticker.
And end up finding our solar system somewhere else.
Yeah.
We're making bumper stickers that says God is my dungeon master.
I'd buy one.
Yeah, I brought that shit out of that.
And then you have like a D20 eating a D12. Like.
Me and Richard were driving around. We drove through Liberty Campus, Liberty University, the base by Christian College. We were driving there because we wanted to get to Toys R Us really quickly, and we didn't want to go around. So we drove through, and somebody wasn't using their turn signals. And Richard just spouted out, "Jesus don't use turn signals." And now we want to make a bunch of bumper stickers that say Jesus don't, that don't make any sense.
That just condone poor traffic.
Yeah, Jesus don't use turn signals.
Jesus don't fry burritos.
Yeah. Jesus don't cut no grass.
Jesus don't eat Oreos.
Yeah, we just want to make a shitload of them and sell them, because that would be pretty funny.
Jesus ain't no racist Pac-Man.
Jesus don't play dumb.
Jesus is a coont. Yeah, I said that.
Jesus don't wear polo shirts. He don't. Because I have this whole thing against polo shirts. And V-necks. Fuck you, by the way.
What up?
You're turning into a hipster.
I'm not wearing tight enough pants to be a hipster.
I am.
I just have this thing, and it's switched.
I'm a total hipster, and I'll swoop my hair over. Just piss Ben right off.
Yeah, dude.
That's not a hipster, right?
No, like, what'll tie it together, if you start wearing, like,
maybe
the girl type pants, and then you wear that V-neck until it's, like, see-through and nasty, and then just don't shower for, like, 8 days.
Oh, and sandals. Jesus
and
sandals.
Jesus sandals. Jesus do wear some sandals.
Jesus wears some sandals.
Yeah, and swoop your hair, then I'm done with you. I'm done with you.
It won't ever happen.
No. It won't ever happen. I can't fit in the girl pants.
Rob grew up in a time when there was Korn and Nirvana, so Rob won't ever be a hipster.
I can't. It's just stuck in me. I can't.
I actually predated Korn. I mean, I predate them.
Well,
yeah, Korn is like the point where I'm
like
who the hell
I kind of stopped liking new music when Korn happened.
Yeah, I'm kind of like Guns N' Roses and shit like that was like my end point.
Well, like Foo Fighters is like I topped out.
I like Korn.
I was like, yep, I found my favorite band. I'm never gonna like another one.
You like more bands? You like Alkaline Trio?
Yeah, I like Alkaline Trio,
Cody,
and stuff.
I still think the first Korn album is fantastic.
You like
ruining my point.
You like Cobra Starship.
You like Stagger?
Stagger!
Dude, they have t-shirts now.
Oh, really?
They
say
Stagger? I don't know what they say, but I'm buying one.
Yeah, I'm buying a Stagger t-shirt.
They say, don't worry, Bob.
Stagger is this...
Stagger Boys.
Stagger is this cover band that always plays at the Slippery Beaver.
Okay.
Whenever we've seen them there, what, two or three times now?
Four
or five.
Yeah,
and they play all the songs you want. They only play songs you want to hear when you're...
Except for fucking Drowning Pool.
No, dude, that's an amazing song.
Yeah,
when you've had a few beers and then this cover band tries to do Let the Bodies Hit the Floor, everybody's down.
Killing in the Name of.
They love them some Rage.
Mm.
They do Purple Rain.
They do Purple Rain.
But they haven't done any Papa Roach yet.
No,
they don't do Mr.
But,
Big.
But they did. They
that's
did Remember My Request of Poison. Yeah, they always do.
And I was gonna walk in. I was wearing my Poison shirt that day.
Poison.
And I walked in. Oh, I changed my shirt because it was hot.
So
I put on a new shirt and I walked in right like as Poison was playing.
They saw you outside.
You just done Poison.
I did because I'm always like
someone playing Poison.
See. It wasn't exactly right as you walked in, because actually what happened is Rob walked in and then spent 20 minutes saying, I want to hear Poison. Why are they playing Poison? And then they played Poison.
Whoa, but here's the thing. Every time we see that band,
Poison.
They always play Poison.
Yeah.
So it's not like you had anything to do with it. They just always play Poison.
The first time
and
I
they
saw
always play Rebel Yell, which makes
maybe
me...
Maybe they saw his shirt.
It makes me happy to hear
Poison.
Rebel Yell, but makes me pissed that I'm not the one singing it.
Next time, go up there.
Yeah.
They might let you sing a verse.
I really should.
Let's sing some now.
I'm not going to sing some now.
Well, why not?
Where's my
they
band?
Did play, last time
I
we
can
saw
load up rock, man.
Last time we saw them, they played some Scorpions.
Nice.
Hurricane.
Nice.
They rocked you like one.
When do you guys normally go to Slippery Beaver or whatever the fuck it's called?
When Friday. Stagger's playing.
When Stagger's
yeah,
playing.
I actually went to the Slippery Beaver's website to see when Stagger's playing next.
When is Stagger playing next?
They're not yet.
Well, last time they weren't even scheduled.
They were.
But they weren't listed on the site.
Oh.
Because I looked. and we all went in the signs that Stagger, and I'm like, oh fuck, this is gonna be a good night.
Because we're always at one table that sits in the exact same spot
and
every time.
We always
and yells out the sings out the lyrics as loud as we can.
Yeah,
and annoys everyone else in the bar.
So you really need to like try and find a way to come down Saturday.
Oh yeah, for your wedding anniversary.
Yeah, yeah.
With the band that was playing at your wedding is playing at your wedding anniversary.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, that's what sucks about working on Saturdays. I don't get off
except
till 11.
Except it's at fucking, well, Phase 2 now, but it used to be called Catalani's, which is this bullshit, like...
It's a Kunt bar.
Like, yeah, it's a Kunt bar. It's your typical, like,
it's
South...
It's a Kunt bar.
Jesus
crap.
Don't go to...
Like,
Jesus don't have a plan. Phase 2.
If Lynchburg was the Jersey Shore of the South, this is where all the assholes would congregate. And that's where I'm celebrating my anniversary, so that's going
to
be fun.
Why don't we go to Slippery Beaver?
Because Dragonfly
is
not
Ruckus
playing
is
there.
Playing at the Slippery Beaver.
And it's Lindsay's idea, and she doesn't smoke.
Staggers just played at Outlanders. That's why they're selling their shirts.
Welcome to our local bar cover band.
They're playing
podcast.
With the Moose soon.
Stagger?
Yeah.
Stagger
no
plays
shit.
The Moose.
Yeah, we got them to book them.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm so down.
I don't know the date. I'll let you know.
Let's
if
not talk
Friday,
about this
if it's
on
a
the
Friday,
podcast.
Stagger!
Dude, if it's
what?
On a Friday, I'll go.
No, you're coming to matter what? It's Stagger. Welcome to our local bar cover band podcast.
Yeah.
So
that's my whole work week.
All right, so... new topic or what?
Oh, the name of our band? Red Shoes, because I'm not going to get it in any other way.
I had a good name for our band. What was it I said? Rex Manning Day.
Rex Manning Day is a good name for a band.
Yeah.
Or I just got in your car with an open bottle. That's the name of the first album.
Yeah, it's going to make them suspend.
Our first cover album?
Program.
Our first cover album. for the band Rex Manning days, I just got the car with the open bottle.
Can we
so
cover
my set?
And I didn't mention this though, but like when we got pulled over earlier, I knew we were okay when the cop was making everyone like get out and so he could search them and stuff. And he did Rob first, and then comes around to Ben's door, and I'm like, oh shit! And I'm sitting here with two open beers, like next to my feet. One of them is like stuffed up my pant leg, so that they couldn't see it when they looked in the window. And so he gets Ben out and searches them, and then he comes around to my door and he opens the door. I'm like, and I'm telling Lindy, I'm like, I'm gonna have to tell him. I'm not gonna, you know, I can't just like step out and try to play this off. So he opens my door, and I'm like, yeah, I've got two open containers right here. And he's like, don't worry about it. And I'm like, okay, we're good.
Well, yes, that could be construed as he's not going to charge.
He would be a real asshole if he said, don't worry about it, and then gave us.
No, what I'm saying is, if you were a cop,
like,
you pretty much know that there could very possibly be an open container, something worse in the car. When he's searching the car, and then you say, I have an open container, obviously he's going to say, don't worry about it, regardless of whatever he wants to do. Because if he says, oh shit, really, you in trouble? That might cause a scene. That might start some shit where you're like, what the fuck, that's not mine. And then, like, if you weren't
it's
you.
It's not mine, I'm holding it, it's not mine.
If he was to say, oh fuck, you done fucked up, boy, that could start trouble. Someone else that wasn't you.
If I had any inkling that there would be no greater consequences other than it being really funny, I would have just gotten out of the car and started running for no reason. Because that would have been hilarious.
That would have been funny.
Yeah, for no one.
It would be great if he had a cops camera crew with him.
Mm. I really would. In fact, you should have done that if we didn't.
Or just like, or not even like ran off, just like started running laps around the car.
Like if we didn't have anything in the car at all,
and
should have ran.
And then like let him catch me and let him search me and find nothing.
Yeah.
And like breathalyze me and find that I've had like 5 sips of beer.
Yeah, and just be like, I saw a squirrel.
There was a bee.
It's my ADHD.
Yes.
I could have had Tourette's.
And the running Tourette's. That's the worst kind. Where you just start sprinting. Should we take a break real quick and then come back? And then talk about
your song?
Yeah, I gotta pee.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna take a quick break.
We'll play some kind of music?
We'll play something.
Okay.
And then we'll come back real quick.
Okay.
Alright, here comes the something.
Comes the
party rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time.
Yeah.
And we gon' make you lose your mind.
Woo.
Everybody just have a good time. Party rock is in the house tonight.
Oh.
Everybody just have a good time.
I can feel it.
And we gon' make you lose your mind.
Yeah.
We just wanna see you.
Shake that.
Girl, she on the jock, huh? Now stop when we in the spot. Booty moving weight like she on the block. With a drink, I got to know. Tight jeans, tattoo, cause I'm rock, rock. Half black, half white, diamond, no. Gang of money, open up.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, people started saying that.
What?
And we're back.
What? Did you say that?
Rob said it.
Has Walt always been saying that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, you even, like, referenced it one time when you had to, like, when you lost part of it and you had to go in and, like, cut in like an interstitial of YouTube, and you're like, yeah, and right now Walt's probably gonna be like, and we're back. And, yeah.
Oh!
I actually made a vow to not say that.
Oh, and why? Because I called you out on it?
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like the other thing that I do.
No, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. When I called Walt out on whenever he says a movie.
You didn't call me out.
Oh.
I had to, like, decipher the fucking code because it was on the other podcast that you were on,
right.
and you said something. Oh, what was it? Oh, you were like saying like, oh, you said something about Captain Rhodes, and
No, Richie said something about Captain Rhodes, and you said Dawn of the Dead Captain, or Day of the Dead Captain Rhodes.
And he said, thanks, like, Walt.
Richie's like, yes, Walt. And so I had to pause and call Ben and be like, what does he mean? Yes, Walt.
And I was like,
what? And you're like, oh, you don't know about that thing you do?
The thing where every time you mention a movie, you also then mention at least one to two people that starred in that movie?
Like A River Runs Through It.
I don't know.
Brad Pitt and directed by Robert Redford.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just did that for your benefit.
I know you did.
Right. But like, I'd be like Spider-Man 2, you're like, oh, you mean
I didn't have
Tobey
to
Maguire directed by Sam Raimi Spider-Man
No, no, no. Because, like, you say Spider-Man 2 and everybody knows what Spider-Man 2 is.
Right. But no, if someone was...
Like, at Pupil.
Bryan Singer.
Thank you.
Really?
And Ian McKellen and David Schwimmer.
Yeah, it's just...
Wow, I didn't know that.
Brad Renfro.
And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's very informative.
Never any story.
Wolfgang
Peterson.
I want to just do a thing where we just start naming out things and let's see if we can get you stuff at all.
Okay.
We don't have to do it now, necessarily, but...
Well, we can do
well
a
if you
we
can try,
do
you can, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. Requiem for a Drink.
Darren Aronofsky.
A Boy in a Dog.
Oh.
Alright. Don Johnson.
Well, yeah, Sir Don Johnson. Who wrote it?
Director.
Oh. I don't know. But I said somebody.
Confinement.
Me!
Still have not
Contraption.
Seen
Skeleton Key 3.
Spook Baby.
Me. We're both in that. High five. High five.
I can't high five.
Low five. All right. It's death.
The shame.
Yeah.
E3.
Well, before that, real quick. Everyone here know what a Debo is?
Debo. Yeah, it's from Friday. It means to steal something.
Right. Okay. So we all know the slang term for steal is I'm a Debo Yo Cola or something. Okay. I just wanted to know if everyone knew that.
Yeah.
I do now.
Because
I
just
seriously, if people haven't watched Friday that religiously, I don't want to be friends with them.
See, the thing
I've
is
never seen
I've
Friday.
I've had
out.
Never,
get
ever.
Out. You haven't either? Both of you.
The thing is,
I stand in the cold.
Not all the way through. I've seen bits and pieces.
I remember before Friday came out
that
and
so
that phrase was being used.
What?
You
said? So I wanted
it's been around since I was in like middle school.
Okay,
Friday didn't come out until like.
Maybe that's why he's called
freshman or something.
Yeah, that's
I just had, I just have to explain Debo a few times. And I just want to know where, how far regionally it goes. Whoa, give me.
It's Debo.
He just Deboed my energy drink.
Oh, oh my.
I
haven't drink?
Heard it at all.
I think I've heard it once or twice, but that's in Woodbridge. Woodbridge is so ghetto.
Okay, E3.
E3.
What
E3 happened.
Which stands for what?
The
Electronic Entertainment Expo.
Thank you. I was like, Entertainment Electronic
Excalibur!
Eggman!
Everyone who's listening
happened.
To this knows what
the,
E3 is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The next generation of video gaming is upon us.
Yeah.
Gay.
Well, yeah. Which basically just means Nintendo did what they do and they caught up to the current generation. Except for their iPad controller. Do you want to talk about the Wii U?
Sure, why not? I mean, I know a lot of people are like, you know, throwing a shitstorm.
What laugh was that?
Got a good compelling laugh.
Bye bye, baby.
Oh no, not the squeaky shoes.
Such a good movie.
They have their iPad controller.
Yeah, the Wii U has been announced. It's basically an HD console on, I guess. On par with 360 and PS3, since apparently
they're claiming it's like at 50% more powerful than the PS3. But then developers
well, that
are
depends
like,
on what benchmark.
Developers
using,
are like, yeah, this really just catches them up to like 5 years ago.
Yeah. So what it comes with is it's compatible with your old Wiimotes and Wii accessories, but it also comes with a tablet controller, which is kind of like it reminds me of like a tablet had sex with the Dreamcast controller, kind of.
Yeah, like the camping.
Yeah,
controller.
Instead of the little like
Slash
you know VMU fiction. Thing, you've got like a big, fairly good sized tablet, like 6.5,
cool,
something 34. Like that.
Yes, six and a half inches.
Yeah.
Pretty respectable.
Pretty
you
respectable.
Know, a little, I mean,
I'm
around
7.5 myself.
Yeah.
What? Anyway,
they were alluding to penises.
What?
They were alluding
what?
To penis size.
No.
At all.
Take it back.
I was just
you coont.
I just wanted to talk about penis sizes.
Okay.
Why are you ruining my E3 speech?
Why do you ruin his 7.5 inches?
No, but it's tablet. It's going to be touch compatible. It's going to have like gyroscope, tilt sensing, shit, and rumble, and all that jazz.
So 6-axis. They won't
so you
use
can't
that
fall off of it when you run.
Yeah, it looks kind of like what they did. They're a lot of the demos that they had were kind of the ideas that were like the GBA Link cable type stuff. Stuff like Pac-Man versus.
It reminded me of like an HD, like Crystal Chronicles with the. Yeah.
And there's some cool stuff. Apparently, you can take the controller and it will act as its own game system. Like, you can, you know, like, they showed a little trailer where a dude is playing New Super Mario Brothers Wii U. And his friend says, oh, it's time to play the game. So, you know, he turns
it's
on the baseball game.
Play the game.
And the guy playing the game basically is able to continue playing the game, like, on his little controller.
And they're.
But it's cool.
But
I feel like they're, like, aren't they just being very adamant about you? Can't do that.
No, you can't. No, okay. Like they did. They showed a Zelda HD trailer, which all the fanboys are in love with. But they actually at the E3 booth, they actually had the people like mess around with the demo, move around the environment, and had the whole entire demo on the tablet screen. And they've pretty much been telling the press.
You couldn't move around with the environment. You couldn't actually interact in the game. The only thing you could change was the camera angles, much like how you would with the 3DS, where you tilt it and you can see different areas.
Because the Zelda demo wasn't actually a playable demo.
Right.
But
is that a 3DS?
But yeah.
Can I see for 5 seconds?
If you go to Hallmark, there's like 3D game trailers and shit like that.
Nintendo's been saying they would. Full game. You can pretty much take your full game that you're playing on the TV screen and start playing on your tablet.
Which that's this for the new system.
Check this after the podcast.
Yeah, and they had some.
Wii U. Yeah, this for the new Wii.
Yeah.
So
they
basically,
had some,
if like you're some kid that wants to play a game, your parent comes in wants to watch something on TV, you can switch from the TV to play it on the controller.
Yeah.
So that way you're not fighting over.
I so support that.
Guess what else you can do it with?
Well, Pokemon
PS3.
Stupid PS3. It got hacked again.
No, it didn't.
You got hacked.
That didn't happen.
That's what I saw.
That didn't happen. Let's just forget it.
No. Again, didn't happen.
It was the second install bar hacking.
All right, we'll tell this. Rob came to my house earlier tonight, and I was talking to him about how I was going to make this whole big joke about how the whole reason I haven't been on the past few podcasts is that I was hiding from everyone until the PSN came back up. And then he's like, "It got hacked again." By the way,
I haven't heard anything about that.
No, it didn't happen. I looked it up; like nothing has happened. This is just some random bullshit. Everybody else seems to be getting
fucking
hacked.
Heard it. Okay,
no, a lot of like
he
Bethesda
heard it.
Got hacked
yeah,
recently.
Like Bethesda, Crytek, Epic.
I know that like Minecraft got hacked and a few other things. So
yeah, the fucking hackers, man. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah,
it's
but,
obnoxious.
Like, I respect people who, like, you know, like to learn shit and know their shit about computers, but
I don't
like the hackers, the generic hackers that I'm talking about. You're fucking Axel.
Yeah, Axel.
You're fucking Coons. Axels.
They're Coons.
You're fucking
Axel Coons.
Axel Foley. Beverly Hills Cop.
All
right, never mind.
A day after the podcast comes out, your entire page is hacked.
Axel R. Coons.
No one listens to this show. It's
true. Axel or my Coons.
But
but yeah, the Wii U kind of looks interesting. I'm gonna wait to see what the final price is, and I'm probably gonna stick with most of my game, my cross-platform stuff on the 360, unless something really awesome.
Yeah, and. That's the thing that kind of
the thing about how cool like Aliens Colonial Marines is announced for it, and how cool would it be to have the motion tracker as your tablet?
Because do you think they'll do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I totally think they do that. That's obvious.
All right.
I just hope they do something with it as opposed to what they did with the Dreamcast.
Yeah.
With the VMU.
Well, a lot of games used it. There were a lot of games used it. They had like little mini games or stuff like that. Like Silent Scope, you could actually like see like a pixelated version of like the zoomed in target on your screen. A lot of games used it. The problem with the VMU is the battery life, man. It lasted like 3 days.
Yeah,
it was and terrible. Then you had to put another watch battery in it. Fuck that. No thanks. It just wasn't. Yeah, even if like you didn't like use it outside of the controller, just like the battery would discharge after a couple of days for no reason.
Ooh, anybody remember the GBA game where you had to be in the sunlight.
Bucktie.
Yeah, the tablet senses sunlight, so you go outside.
Dude, I bought that game so hard, and I bought that game so hard, and I played it, but I was in high school.
Buying this
so hard.
Give me. Slamming into the top of the Game Boy, broke so many Game Boys for that game.
You played the guy selling Game Boy for GameStop. It's like, you bought that hard. But nobody buy it like you do.
Nobody buys as hard as I do. But no, I bought that game so hard, and then I was in school at the time, so like I couldn't play it during 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock hours. Yeah. In that game, to use your gun, you had to literally hold it up to the sunlight to charge your gun to shoot the vampires, which was a really good concept. But since I got out at 3 and it was the fall, I had 2 hours. I had 1.5 hours where I can actually play the game before it got dark outside, and then I would have to like struggle and run out into the middle of the street to try to catch the light because there was a tree in front of the house, and so it was pointless. So I sold the game after like 2 days because I never had a chance to play it. And on the weekends, I didn't want to wake up early enough just to go outside to play a Game Boy Advance game. So that game was awesome and terrible at the same time.
There were people who figured out like certain types of light bulbs.
Yeah, like
it would register on the sun meter.
When I traded it in, the guy's like, "You should just get like a snake lamp, like a UV snake lamp." So and then pulled that up. I'm like, "If I'm holding it under a light bulb, what's the fucking point of the game?" That gimmick is just retarded. If I'm actually holding it up to a special light that I bought so I can play this stupid ass fucking
game.
Yeah,
that is kind of like a special level of sadness that you've attained at that point. Achievement unlocked.
Yeah, like I set it up right next to my
toothbrush to play, the old NES, running game.
Oh, yeah, Power Battle. Track and Field.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got on my knees and, hit it.
Yeah, not Power Pad. That's what I thought he meant, too. He's talking about the track and field game.
Yeah,
the track and field game.
I wasn't born.
True.
He wasn't either, probably.
Or I was born, but I wasn't able to walk.
I went all the way back to the extension of the cord and shot things.
You come from Wisconsin.
Fuck you.
One of my favorite... Track and Field 2 was an awesome fucking game.
Track and Field?
Track and Field 2.
Or it saved you.
Because they had all these, international events you could,
It's PBR!
Like,
what do you want me to drink? Just that?
And, regular track-type things, but also, kayaking and crazy shit like that, like hang gliding at one point.
Right.
It was just a bunch of, great mini-games, and it was awesome to play multiplayer.
It's kind of like Battle Clash.
Battle Clash is a great game, dude.
Yeah.
And Metal Combat, the sequel. I love that.
I
wish I had
them on my phone, and I can't play them, because I don't
Metal
know
Metal Combat. Bummer. Should get a super scope and somehow rig it.
Bluetooth it?
Yeah, Bluetooth
it.
You think those games would work on a Kinect?
Maybe. I mean, they've got that Child of Eden
Battle
game.
Battle Clash or Metal Combat, yeah.
The guy who did
Rez.
Rez
2?
Yeah. Basically, Child of Eden. Yeah, Rez 2. That supports both controllers, but apparently the superior way to play it is with Kinect, where you hold up a hand. And
we saw
that
E3.
We saw the dude that created the game.
It used to be Command and Control, but they changed it when they launched it to Kinect.
Yeah.
That was actually something I wanted to bring up. What do you guys think of the Kinect? What's your impression of it?
I don't
still
have
very
a house
skeptical.
Enough to play it.
They actually, Mad Catz, I think, or something, is putting a thing where you can put it on the lens and reduce.
Yeah, it's like a wide angle lens,
right.
Basically.
You can make it specifically
40%.
For small space.
And
some guy
got to try it out, and on the store, but I can't remember who, but he tried it out and he said he noticed absolutely no degradation. It worked fine.
Right.
That's cool. My problem with the Kinect is I like to sit down and play a video game.
Yeah.
I mean, getting up and playing Wii Bowling is fun for a little while, but comes down to me wanting to hold a controller or type on a keyboard.
After half an hour, you just figure out a way to do it from a couch.
Well, what I was hearing from E3 is, if you, Mass Effect 3, for example, it has voice recognition.
Recognition.
Yeah, I heard about this. Where you can, call out your, team member
Garrus
name.
Move forward, and, pretty much Garrus will, move forward. And,
how pumped are we for Mass Effect 3, by the way? Because, god damn it, that's a good
one. I just beat Mass Effect 2, 4 days ago.
And I've been working on it for months.
I'm the asshole with the PS3 who's never played the first one, but I loved the second one.
I tried to get through the first one. I couldn't do it. So don't feel bad.
I loved it so hard.
I couldn't.
I love that game
so
hard.
I love this game.
the like game, this shattered when you put it in the game system.
It satisfied my role-playing game itch that I feel.
Yeah.
So.
Halo 4 was announced.
Yeah.
With a nice teaser trailer that made me poo.
Yeah, like Master Chief waking out of
here's the thing.
Rob and I are giving the like.
Here's why the three of you
right
are
now
wrong.
I just don't give a fuck like about Halo. I never really. I mean, I.
Yeah, you have an excuse.
Yeah, I
you
just.
Know,
it's not my thing.
It.
Yeah.
But the thing is, here's why. And like, I have a problem with Rob here because me and Rob like Halo.
V-neck.
And yeah, and the V-neck. And it's like, I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure I know why you don't like Halo. Just because main reasons why everybody's just kind of stopped giving a shit.
Halo 1.
Never played it.
Yeah, but the same reason everyone just stopped giving a shit about Halo was because of fucking Reach and ODST and all that.
They oversaturated.
I actually enjoyed ODST and Reach, but like it was more of those I played the campaign and then I was starting to play multiplayer. I'm like, this is the same thing over again.
Right.
And wasn't interested anymore.
I'm just saying, I will play anything that has Master Chief running around shooting at something.
Because
I love me some motherfucking Master Chief.
What about the Spartans and Regions?
Master Chief.
You're not as enthused.
I'd rather just play Halo 1 Remastered.
I'd rather
play
Bioshock.
Yeah, that's the one I want.
Is Halo Remastered going to have achievements?
Of course. Halo Remastered is pretty much the original game remastered.
Doesn't it have like Reach's multiplayer or something?
But it doesn't have original Halo multiplayer, which I'm fine
That's
with.
That's fine.
I'm fine with it. It's just Reach multiplayer.
If it's, I'd be awesome if it's compatible with Reach and, you know, this new one and whatever. Just so
it's just,
you know,
Master
more people
Chief
can play
wakes up in cryo sleep and Cortana's like, shit's going down, and Master Chief's like, I'm on it. Flies around and shoots things.
Yeah,
and then at the end he's like, I'm in space. And then says Halo 4, and inside I'm like, fuck, it's Master Chief. He's doing shit.
You know why I hate Halo now?
What?
Oh, I don't hate Halo, but I want to love Halo again. But
because we loved Halo so
we
hard,
did. But
love Halo, love it, Master Chief.
Shattered one for me. Yes, exactly. Thank you, Aaron.
Shattered. This shattered. We love that game so much. We saved the humanity so hard.
We played the shit out of Halo. Like, we played the campaigns all the way up to Legendary, and then we played a bunch of, you know, multiplayer. The thing that pissed me off is I don't care about multiplayer. I play care about the campaign.
I agree. Yeah.
And they totally just shadowed over the second game with it because they wanted to push the multiplayer. And so it was, like, tacked on. Here's a little story for you guys. You know,
yeah, the story was not as hard as
right.
The first one.
Yeah, and so I didn't, I was like, okay, you know, whatever. So the third one comes out, I didn't play it until, like, 2 years ago. You know, when you brought it over, and it's like, we're going to play it. So I played it, you know.
And we did.
And it was okay. But it still felt like, you know, it was like, hey, here's a little thing, because we're doing this whole multiplayer thing, or whatever, we don't really care. You know, that just makes you mad, because I wanted to play the storyline. The other thing that pisses me off, which kind of, it's okay, kind of, like, you know, I understand that they're going to change it, but I love the physics in Halo 1. Being able to, like, you know, like,
the floating, shoot a car way up in the air for no reason.
Yeah. Like, and because it was fun, and then they got rid of it completely.
To make it more realistic so the Warthog will blow up.
Yeah, which is stupid. I want Puma flip. Ooh, dude, Puma flipping was the shit.
Yes, that was
how
amazing.
How many hours did we just
are they
gonna
do? Are they going to change the physics for the Halo remastered or whatever?
I
hope not. I hope it's just graphics.
I think they're just mainly focusing on the graphics. Like, I think they're going to keep the same terrible AI. Like, they're going to be horrible drivers.
That's awesome.
I think, but it's just multiplayer that's not going
to
be multiplayer.
Do you remember when we used to do the fucking X game shit?
Yeah, we would ride on ghosts in Blood Gulch. And we would just try to flip them and get them and make them fly as high as
you remember, what me and Charlie were doing?
What?
Where we would we'd slide the tank behind Red Base.
Tank.
And we'd hit the ghost, and you would hit the front, and you'd jump, right?
If you hit the tank at the right angle, it would shoot you up in the air.
It would shoot you up in the air like a ramp, and we would dismount, and then we would come back on, and then remount it in the air. So
awesome.
It was like, yeah.
Yeah, that
was
pretty cool.
For hours, and, you know, you had the other, you know, like, Charlie's character looking, watching, zoomed in to see you go, like, you know, jump off it, and jump back on,
yeah,
and land.
And that's amazing, and that was hours of fun, because we did that for hours.
Or hours.
But that what I'm saying is, though, that
rocket launcher football.
Oh, that's
that
was we could still
fun.
Do that though.
Boom, and just jump.
We
yes,
would stand on
it.
Opposite bases in Blood Gulch, and we'd zoom in and shoot a rocket, and the other person in the opposite base would have to jump and try to catch it and hit the rocket. But no, that's great and all. But the thing is, I have two things to say about that. You can still go back and play Halo 1, and that is completely against everything that you said about the whole Halo story.
You were just bitching about how you think they shat on the story, but they changed everything in the multiplayer.
No, I don't care. Let me clarify. I don't care about online multiplayer. I don't care about rankings and owning nukes. You know, I don't care about that.
Owning.
See, that's how much I don't care. I don't. I want to play the game to play the game because I like the game. But I love the physics in the first one as well, which also made me mad because they got rid of that also in the second one, when I also started disliking Halo because of
they shat on the story. Or they didn't pay attention to the story as much.
Right. Because if they gave it a great story, I would have been like, I'll play Halo 1 if I want to boom a flipping
game. Well, that's just the way games are made. Like, almost everyone I've ever talked to that's played any Call of Duty is like, I still haven't played the campaign. Most everyone just gets it for the multiplayer, and then it's like, I played campaign for an hour, and then I went back to multiplayer.
Actually, I played all the way through the campaign. In the
You were one of the only like, two people that I've ever met. That's
it's true. Yeah. I've heard the same thing, too, so...
Yeah, like, I'll go online, and I'll just be like, looking at people, like, I'll have zero achievements in the campaign, and, like, that's what I played, actually, getting good at the game.
But you're also, like, an achievo whore.
I am an achievo.
So...
I gotta get my achievos.
I just love me some story. Like, yes, multiplayer Halo's fun, but I want to play a game with Master Chief running around killing aliens.
That's what they should.
With an awesome storyline and armor and shit going on, and that's what Halo 4 will give me, is, hey, fucking shit's going down, I'm Master Chief again.
If the storyline will redeem, you know, 2 and 3 for me, the shit storyline of 2 and 3, then...
3 wasn't happy. Storyline 3 was great.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that while I'm playing BioShock Infinite.
I don't know, BioShock 2 kind of...
Well, yeah, but BioShock 2...
This is by the original team.
Yeah, different development team. Ken Levine's back, and...
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Wait for the reviews to come out.
The press is in love with that game, so they'll give it.
Well,
like,
they gave it kind of, you know, like, it's okay, but not great reviews for BioShock 2.
I think it's an 8, lower than an 8. I think it's like a 6.
Yeah, IGN gave it like a 9.
One for
9
is 9.5s, you know.
It's like, you got like 2 powers when you play for the entire game. I'm like, oh, well, there's diversity. I'm like, yeah, but if like the first 2 powers I get in the game, pretty much let me do.
Well, that's kind of how, honestly, you can get through BioShock 1 doing the exact same thing.
Bees.
Bees. I tried that. I'm like, hey, bees. Oh, that didn't do shit. So electricity and fire. We'll stick with it. Telekinesis.
Yeah,
and the BioShock 2 multiplayer was complete fail. Sadly.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care about multiplayer.
I
played through games for the story. And
that's
why I don't really dig on shooters in general. It's just because they're so multiplayer centric these days.
You know what else?
You really have to engage me now in order to get me to play a shooter.
That's
like, I enjoy the Resistance games, and I love BioShock, and fuck, I can't even count Portal as a shooter, but it's fucking awesome.
It's a first person
FPS.
Yeah.
That's why I'm a hermit, and I just play tactical strategy games.
I think my favorite shooter
Wars, man.
Yeah. Rob hates Halo again.
You know what else I hate about Halo?
What?
What?
Your balls.
When they were talking about Halo 2 before anything really came out.
You guys are going to make a whole movie about the release of Halo 2.
We
I just want to point
that's
that out.
That's how much
we
loved Halo. Yeah.
We shot 10 minutes of a movie about Halo 2. Us trying to get Halo 2.
I love bees.
Oh,
was
yeah.
this the original
bees.
Airport
Insane
Road, the
yes.
movie?
Yeah.
I remember, like, I was supposed to be in that at some
you
point.
You played a T-1000.
Yeah.
Trying to stop us from getting back with the...
Wait, I thought he was the zombie king.
That was later.
I was going to die and become the zombie.
That was in the second
one. No, wait, so you're talking about I Love Bees, the viral marketing they did for Halo 2?
Yeah, me and Charlie, you know, like, and then we were on that so hardcore, trying to figure out the code and figure out what was up and, you know, where we could, you know, the GPS locations were so we could meet up with the Master Chief.
And it's sad because somebody else has already figured it out.
Oh, yeah, like, you know, it's just... But I've got so into all that, and then, you know, and then we get Halo 2.
And then it turns out it wasn't even about Halo.
Yeah. Yeah, what the fuck?
That's not their fault, dude.
Bullshit.
No. They advertised I Love Bees, which was Microsoft viral marketing for Microsoft. They wasn't even about Halo 2. And it was this whole thing, and then Rob and Charlie are following it, and then it's like, oh, wait, it's not really about Halo 2. So that's not their fault that you got suckered into something thinking it was something else. Like how when Cloverfield was announced, all the millions of people...
And
like,
millions.
And millions.
It's Voltron.
Everywhere online, yeah.
were like coming up with theories, and everything that had an Easter egg or a viral marketing thing, they were trying to tie it to Cloverfield. Like, it's a Cloverfield thing.
Yeah.
Google.com.
Yeah.
Cloverfield. Yeah, it's,
those are pretty, those can be fun to watch from the outside. I just don't feel like doing the retarded.
I got involved in like a Dark Knight thing.
What did you get if you saw I Love Bees?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Steam, Steam you gave up like some really interesting stuff for Portal 2, the whole Potato Day stuff. They did spread it across like, I don't know, like a dozen indie titles, and they had like they added content to those games, which were clues to like solving the whole, you know, greater mystery. And I think they ended up like unlocking Portal 2 like 8 hours early or something like that.
Oh, speaking of which, this will probably only matter to me and Aaron, or other people who've played all the way through the single player of Portal 2. I saw today there's a now a combustible lemon t-shirt.
Nice.
Yeah.
Give them the lemons!
By the way,
life
we got
Life Angel lemons. what is it? Little Life Angel lemons?
You make explosive lemons.
Yeah, like blow up life's house with lemons.
Yeah.
Back to shooters really quick. I think the most satisfying shooter I've played in a long time is Borderlands.
I've got that Game of the Year edition on PC. I need to play it.
Yeah, I have it on PS3, and
God,
I played through like, you know, 2-3 hours of it with my brother. And, I mean, I would be interested in like playing through the rest of the game.
Apparently,
it's
a lot of fun for player co-op.
Yeah,
just jump
online with a couple other people,
which is awesome if you're not me, and you only know like 3 people with the same system as you.
Yeah.
That's because Xbox is superior.
Well, Xbox
Autobots
is more popular among our insulated group.
That was our Transformers reference.
I was going to tie it in at the very end, but you got it.
I guess we should probably try to wrap up.
PS Vita, real quick?
PlayStation announced a handheld called Vita, which is a stupid name. Should just be called the PSP2.
Like Vito?
The NGT.
Vita.
Yeah. Oh, Vita.
Vita,
as in
like
life.
Fatality.
Vita logo.
Doesn't it mean life or something?
Yeah,
something like that. Bullshit.
But, you know, Wii! It's gonna do everything the Wii U does. And,
of course.
Yeah. And yeah, it looks awesome. We talked previously about all, like, the capabilities, but that's probably gonna be, like, the first handheld system I ever bought.
The Mod Racers game for that
because
looks
of
really
trophies.
Cool.
You know, in all honesty, like I never really thought much about getting the original PSP, but I'm actually pretty interested in this.
I am too.
And you can play and it's backwards compatible, so
yeah.
You can only for the downloadable PSP games. I think there's a couple that are still only on UMD.
I think they're trying to figure out a way to do that, but I don't think that's going to happen.
They've been saying that ever since the Go came out.
And Microsoft's been saying for like 3 years now that they're going to increase the friend list size.
I can't help being popular, motherfucker.
What is the limit?
100.
I think it's the same on PlayStation.
Yeah.
So that's why you need a second Xbox Live account.
Sure. There's actually like...
For the friends you don't like?
There's some people that have set up like dummy like silver accounts that have like to create kind of a network of friends lists. So like you just friend this one guy and then you can go through their profile. To like access like a, like group A of friends, group B of friends, and shit like that. It's kind of ridiculous. That's what happens when you're in an awesome community.
Huh. That's what happens.
That's what happens.
But, I would be interested in PlayStation Vita, but, I am too committed to my 3DS that I'm like, I can't spend more money on another hand.
I'd really like a 3DS, but I'm seriously leaning towards a Vita at the time.
Like,
because I can kind of play your 3DS like when you come down every now and then.
In the end, like any system, it's going to come down to the games lineup. And if they have...
If Sony will actually put out some games for this
And I'm hoping for that, too. If they have a good lineup at launch, that's going to determine how early I actually buy one. But it's pretty much a guaranteed purchase eventually for me because there's an Uncharted game.
Have there been any speculations about the price range for
They announced
it. They announced it. Yeah.
$250
for the Wi-Fi only and $300 for the Wi-Fi and 3G.
And the problem is,
and I would just do the Wi-Fi.
And it's
AT&T.
I'm just going to get the Wi-Fi because I'm just going to get the Wi-Fi one. I don't care about 3G. I don't do
I'm seriously,
that much
you
gaming.
You can go into almost any fast food restaurant and hit the Wi-Fi up if you gotta.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the thing is like, even when I do play handhelds, like my DS and stuff, like, it's always always when I'm at home, so
yeah.
I have Wi-Fi there.
Yeah,
there's no
exactly.
need to have the 3G.
The majority of the time I'm going to be playing this at home anyway.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring up one thing that I just thought of now, before we close.
Yes.
Do you guys remember the Nokia N-Gage?
Yeah. The one where you had to take the battery out to change games. Well thought out design there.
Does anybody know anybody who bought Nokia N-Gage? Nokia was a Nokia.
Nokia.
Yep.
I went into GameStop one time, and I kind of like, you know, they had like N-Gage stuff out. And this was like several months after it had bombed, you know, no one was buying an N-Gage. And I like kind of like was talking to the guy working there. You know, you ever play an N-Gage? And he's like, oh yeah, it's not that bad. It's really, and I could tell really quickly he was just trying to bullshit me, thinking that like I could be conned into buying one. I'm like, no, dude, not at all.
If I had one right now, I'd probably go see if I can put service on it. Just because that would be
retarded.
It's a phone.
I mean,
to like, well, yeah, but like, oh shit, I got a phone call here. Yes, I have an N-Gage.
Side talking, bitch. So, no, you have to side talk with the N-Gage.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
It's retarded.
Why?
Because their engineers were morons. I mean,
apparently,
seriously, you only
retarded.
You could only change games by opening it up and taking out the battery first.
I need to see one of these things.
It's ridiculous. Google it. I mean, you'll find a lot of like people mocking how
I never heard of it. Probably because it failed so bad in the market. That's why.
But I guess thanks for listening to the podcast.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a week or so.
We love you so hard.
We love you hard. Thanks for listening to
the hard
podcast.
Jesus don't love you as much as we do.
Jesus loves you hard.
Later, Koontz.
YouTube.com/AirportRoad for our short films.
Axel
yes.
Koontz.
YouTube.com/WeirdoChurch for our other short
films.
That's
what I should have named my son.
Yep. And the podcast, Dispatches from the Weird.
It is on iTunes under Dispatches from the Weird. And a backlog of all of our previous podcasts on airportroad.jinxed.com, JYNXXED.com, until we drop the $10 to get the damn domain name.
Yeah,
domain
that's
kind
of tough.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, I got so much shit to do
now
with that $10. So.
Yeah.
If you're trying to quit smoking, go to Sheetz and get some snooze.
That's an Xbox Live arcade game.
And
no patch.
Thanks again for listening.
Yeah, we'll be back later with such topics as Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Star Trek Online.
Star Trek Online.
Transformers.
Red
Shoes.
Red Shoes.
Thanks, Major.
I'm okay with that.
And Dilk.
Dilk.
Fresh Dilk.
I forgot about Dilk.
Hot, steamy, fresh Dilk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it'll be a early EA and their new Steam service.
Oh, dude, fuck that shit. I wanted to bitch about that. I totally forgot about that. That was
what?
Steam is launching their own version of, EA is launching their own version of Steam.
It's called
Origin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they are, all of their games, they're claiming that it's not because of them, but their other EA games and all the new ones that are coming out are going to be exclusive to this new service.
Like Knights of the Old Republic, you can only get through
this. Alice Madness, you can only get through the service. And,
I can just buy those games from the store.
You can buy
them
on the disc,
Like old,
but I'm like buying as much shit as possible on Steam.
I was like, because I get my Steam in HD, I'm just making stuff up now.
So they're releasing KOTOR in HD with trophies.
Service is going to be around as long as Steam is.
Yeah,
so I'm kind of leery buying my. That's why I like buying games through Steam, is because I know that they will be there forever. And if they ever do go out of business, they're going to basically, you'll still be able to play your games.
Yeah,
you know, and with EA, their user agreement is kind of one more shady.
A little dodgier, yeah.
Oh, like with Mass Effect 2, like, we actually went and bought the game itself because of how much money you have to actually activate, like, the server's network, which is, you're on this username even though you bought this guy on the console. Well, if you need one access to it, you have to sign up for this EA, like, thing for, like $13 or something like that. And you're just like, God damn it, EA. And, like, a used copy is, like, $17.99, and a new copy is $19.99, and the used copy...
You have to pay the money to reinstate
the server's network on it, so you pay more for a used game. And you're like, what the fuck?
I like buying a game once and
exactly.
playing it, unless it's WoW, and then there's no reason for my insanity. I guess, yes, thanks for listening.
Oh, we were still recording?
Yeah.
Bye!
KOTOR is being released in HD with achievements. You heard it here first.
Ooh, red shoes!
Red...